What do you think the stream will bring to it, or the challenges will be?
Well, I just the idea of having a camera looking at it from a different perspective, does that mean that the camera will pick up the audience as well?
It won't. We have thought about that, but I think that you will get a little sense of the audience because it's a much narrower kitchen than what you used last year. So you will get a glimpse of the audience in a way that you didn't before, just to get the width across the kitchen. You are going to get little bits of tops of heads sometimes when you come out to a full thing and your actors are right at the front, so you are going to see the audience in a way that you didn't before. But more looking at parts of the, you know, it's a very narrow space that you're in, and those kitchen cupboards, actually sometimes if you're on this side, particularly when a lot of the action's going on in that corner, I'm pointing to stuff which is quite interesting because this is an audio interview, but imagine your mind that you're on the left-hand side and your action is going on sort of hidden a little, you're going to be able to see that action a bit more because it's going to be pointing towards that. So it's going to change it a little, and that's because of, you know, a technical thing that we wanted to fit a third camera in. Not a lot of space in that space. So how, what challenge, you know, can we bring to it? And that's the one we've decided to do. So do you think that will change things?
Yeah, I hope so. I think when I was growing up, when I was very young, I used to love on a Sunday evening something called Play for Today. Don't do it anymore. But it's where you actually, they actually filmed a play. And that's kind of where I first grew to love theatre, through television, funnily enough. And kind of what I'm hoping this streaming will do, if it's you know, if the clarity and the vision and the sound is good, because when you're looking at things on the internet, sometimes that, you know, it isn't always as great as it is.
No, it isn't. It is a challenge for it, but at the same time, shouldn't take away from the enjoyment of the piece.
So what I'm hoping is that the audience will feel that they're watching something real, whilst knowing it's a dramatisation. So it's like a drama documentary in a way, if you like. And I'm hoping that they too will get sucked into the realism of it. And be able to really fully enjoy it in the way that our audiences do when they come to the house.
Yeah, I think they will. One of the things that's quite challenging about this is that we're streaming it only after the event for 24 hours. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it? Because it's kind of a new territory, all this stuff. There's so many theatre companies now that are doing these live streamings in different ways, you know, putting screens up in Trafalgar Square or whatever to do the big operas, or, you know, putting a screen up inside a theatre, like the National might put a screen up at the Warwick Arts Centre to watch one of their plays, which feels really weird. But, you know, it's obviously a new thing, it's exciting, and it's making the work more accessible to a wider audience. I guess what's exciting about this, and I think it's right that it should be on for a short amount of time because it makes it special. This is a play that is still going on, and we are going to be taking it to London. So we still want people to come and see it in the live situation. What I'm hoping the streaming will do is for people that can't possibly come, people in different countries even can watch it. A lot of our cast, their family live abroad. It's going to be wonderful for them to be able to watch it. And hopefully people might watch it and then also come and see the play, you know.
I think they will, but I think you're right. I think there is something special about it. And I'm very much for open access. And this has really challenged my ideas about, well, if you make it, you should just give it to everybody. I've come around. I've really come around. And I think the thing that's going to be special about this is that you're going to be able to say, you were part of a unique experience for 24 hours. And I think that's the thing that I've come around to. So instead of feeling, well, this isn't very accessible and why would you do that, I really feel that it is something, and I feel already part of something very special because, and that will translate, because you've got such small audiences in the house every time, a small audience that can only see it for 24 hours, you've got to be there, a sense of that unique time and place will be something that translates.
It does make it incredibly special. I mean, I've always known this is a little gem of a piece, but the fact that you're doing it to so few people makes it so special in a way. It's so rare, you know. There's this whole sort of belief in theatre that, you know, if there's a few people in the audience, or this whole adage, if there are fewer people in the audience than there are actors on the stage, that you can cancel the show, you know. But some of the best performances I've seen, there's been like two or three of us in the audience, and it makes it feel incredibly special.